Okay, we were looking at the joins last time, and I think we got down to the outer join, and I think that's where we stopped. And again, here is an example of the creating a table that I can play with. Create table, department plus as, select asterisk from department. So what I'm doing there is making a copy of department, because I'm creating a table called department plus as, select everything from department. And so that gives me a table that I can mess up. And I always do that before I do anything to a table and want to add things to a table or something like that. So what I'm doing here is I'm inserting a table for a department called IT, which is located in Boston. And then, given that, I can come in here and go in and do a search. So I'm saying is select from employee right outer join department number, and then based on the department numbers being equal. And if I have a right outer join, then I am showing IT here, even though I don't have anything to match it. Okay, if I just do a join, I will only come up with things that match. But here I'm saying take employee and match it to department plus. And if there is something extra in there in department plus, I want to see it. And so I'm seeing the IT. And department plus is on the right, so it's a right outer join. Okay, so the right outer join. That's like using the plus sign. When I use the where clause, if you remember, we used a plus sign to say we wanted matches on one side. And you're all looking perplexed. Relational database examples. Let's see. Nope, that's not where I did the plus. Multiple tables, maybe? Yeah. Okay, so here is a plus sign. So I put the plus sign in here and said select, and I am getting the drive that has no matches. So I did basically the same thing here. I went in and I added in a drive called 400 that hadn't existed before. Okay, so I added that in. And then I went in and said, okay, now do a match. And I'm matching the donation to the drive. And if the donation is missing, it will still show me the drive because I put the plus sign in there. If I didn't have that plus sign in there, then it would only give me matching sets. Okay? And so that plus sign basically says, I want to see the unmatching things. Okay? And so that's how I do it with the where clause. And then if we go back into the join statement, that's how I do it in the join statement. I have the right outer, so I put in the word right as opposed to the plus. Right outer join to department plus. Okay. And that ends up showing me the department, even though I don't have a match to it. If I had just done a plain old join, it wouldn't show up. So either the plus or the plus on either side, right, left, gets me those things. And you can basically experiment with it. But you can do a right outer join or a left outer join. And you can, when you're doing the plus sign, you can put the plus sign on this side or the plus sign on that side. And just experiment with them. But those will show you unmatched things. That's basically what they're for, is to show you the things that don't match. And then I did a left outer join. And I don't think I had anything there to do it. Okay, so there is a left outer join where I had an employee, and the employee I said was in Department 60, but there is no Department 60, so I'm showing the employee anyway. Okay, and that was a left outer join. So I'm seeing the employee that doesn't have the department. Okay, so if I care, if I want to see just matches, then I forget about this, pluses and outer joins. But if I care about seeing things that don't match, I put in the pluses and I put in the left or the right outer join. Okay, and then I end up seeing the things that don't match. And then this is the between one, so I can say, and this works really the same way as in the where clause, but I can say from employee join to salary grade on a salary between low sal and high sal. Okay. So I'm not looking for an exact match, I'm looking for a range. And my range is where department one is 700 to 1200 and department two is 1201 to 1400. So I'm going in there and getting a range. And I'm coming back and saying, okay, who fits into the range? Okay. And and I went back and did it with the where clause, which is, I told you, was my preference, but it may be because that's why I learned it first. I think it's clearer, but as I said, that may be because I learned that way first, so that's why I think it's clearer. But I think the where is clearer than the join. But that's how you do it with a where clause. And then the self-join, remember we looked at a self-join and I did it with matching skirt and jacket type things and matching. And this is doing that where I am going to be matching the employee name to the manager name, or employee number to the manager number. So I'm matching and coming up with who their manager is. So I'm saying in here I have a manager number. Well, the manager number is also an employee number because the manager is an employee, right? So if I have the manager number, I can use the employee number to tell me the name of the manager. So I said here, select employee number from the employee file, employee name, manager, employee number from the manager file, employee name from the manager file. And I'm doing the join on making the manager on the employee file equal the manager on the employee file. Okay, so it's the employee file twice, once E, once M. Okay, so I've got the employee file twice, and I'm looking at it basically from two perspectives. Okay, so I'm saying go in and get the employee number, the e-name, the manager, match it to the employee number, match the manager number to the employee number, and then get the rest of the information. So I'm looking for a match to the manager and the employee. Okay. And that then goes and tells me who the manager is. So Smith's manager is Ford. And I repeated the manager number so that you could see it. So this manager number, the first one is E manager, the second one is M employee number. Okay, so I matched the manager number to the employee number. And when I found a match, I brought up the employee's name. And if you go down, you'll see the 7902 should be Ford. If we go all the way down. Yep, and there's 7902, which is Ford. So Smith had a manager that was 7902. So now I go in and I get 7902, and that gives me Ford. Okay. Allen had a manager that was 7698. I go into 7698, and I find out that it's Blake. Okay. So that's a self-join. Okay, and this is really a nice example of it, because it is an employee has a manager, but that manager is also an employee. Okay. Does that make sense? I'm getting some nods. Okay, now I'm joining three tables. So I said, from employee join to department. Okay, no, that's just two. Coming down is going to be the three. Okay, so I'm joining employee to department, and I'm saying on the department numbers being equal. I claimed I was doing three tables there, but I lied. And this one I said, join the salary grade on employee's salary between. So I've got this saying, link employee over the salary grade. And I want employee's salary between the salary grade low and the salary grade high. So that's an example of the between. And I really, yes. Do I finally have three here? Yeah. So I said, join department. So I'm joining the department from employee department to department number. So that's one join. And then I've also got a salary. So I've got three tables of finding. So I'm saying join the department on employee department number equal to department number. Okay, so I've joined the employee table based on department number to the department table. So I've got an employee table, and somewhere on there I have a department number. And I have a department table, and that's got a department number. So I'm joining those. And then I've got a salary table and salary grade. And I am joining that based on the employee's salary. I am joining over to here, and I'm doing the between the low salary and the high salary. Okay, so I'm joining between those. So I'm joining department number, and then I'm also joining and finding out the salary grade. Okay. So, basically, you should decide which one you like. Whether you like working with a where clause or whether you like working with a join. I'd experiment a little with both of them, so I'd try the same problem with both of them and see if it comes up. But I instinctively do the where when I'm doing them. So my examples, you're going to see my where's more than you're going to see the joins. Okay, I do the joins when I have to. But there are two ways to link a table, and it's just syntax when you're talking here. Okay, the main thing is that I need to be able to tell it that I want to link the tables. Okay, if I did this with a where, I'd simply say where employee department number equals department number and employee salary is between and going it over. Okay. So that finishes up the joins. What I want to start looking at today is subqueries, and I really like subqueries. I think they're fun. So, anyway, we're going to start looking at subqueries. Okay, so here what we're doing is we're going to go in and resolve the inner select first, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to come up with an answer to the inner select. Stop copying eventually. We're going to do this inner one. We're going to say select the year goal from Jonah, where the name is like Ash. So we're going to select Susan Ash. Okay, because Susan Ash happens to be one of the names that I have out there. I'm going to select Susan Ash's year goal. I'm not actually selecting Susan Ash. I'm going to look at the record that has Susan Ash on it, and I'm going to take Susan Ash's year goal. Okay, so once I know what her year goal is, then I go out and I say, okay, select the ID number, the name, the year goal, and the contact from Donna for all the records where the year goal is greater than the one I selected for Susan Ash. Okay. So Susan Ash came back with some number that was less than 500 and 400, because those are the two records I selected. So Susan Ash came back with a number, and I then said, okay, now give me the information about all the donors who have a year goal that is greater than Susan Ash's. Does that make sense? So I'm using the inner subquery to come up with a number, a criteria that I want to compare against. And again, if Susan Ash was 200 and there were only these two records that were greater than 200, then that's what I would see. Because I'm saying, show me the ID number, the name, the year goal, and the contact from Jonah, where the year goal is greater than whatever you came back with. Now, the key thing is that I need to compare like things. So I needed to select the year goal so that I could compare the year goal. I wouldn't want to select her ID number because that would not be a valid comparison to year goal. I need to select the thing that I want to compare to. So, on the second one, I said go in and give me the donation. Go in and do the inner query. Give me the drive number from the donation table where the contribution amount is greater than 20. Okay, so I'm going in and I'm getting a lot of things in this case. Okay, because drive number from donation where cont amount is greater than 20 is going to give me multiple things. So I'm getting multiple things. And then I'm saying, okay, now show me the ID number, the drive number from the contribution date and the contribution amount from the donation table. If the drive number is in that group. Okay. So this has the potential of bringing back multiple. So it brought back multiples. So when it's multiples, I use in. It's in that multiple, in the group that came back. Okay. So a multiple came back. And now I'm looking for drive numbers that are in that group that came back.
Somebody nod their head. Thank you. Okay, so what's the difference between these two? If I look at those two comparisons,
the first one I was only looking for one, and the second one I'm looking for a group, and when I look for a group, I throw in the inner. Okay, so it's dealing with multiple returns, a good way of handling it is with the in.
And in this one, I did it with an average. So I said, go out and select the average,
and now give me everybody with the year goal is greater than or equal to average. So my inner select came back with the average, and I'm now saying where it's greater than or equal to. Now, this one could have easily been done without having an inner select. And that's true on a lot of them. Sometimes you can do things without, because I could have said where year goal is greater than or equal to the average year goal right there. And I wouldn't have had to have done an inner subquery. Okay, this one could be handled in either way. Now, the nice thing about a subquery is that I can do it with two tables. All the others I've been doing with a single table, but now I'm getting into two tables. So I'm asking it to go to the donation table and find all of the records where the contribution amount is greater than 20 and return the ID number. So it's going to the donation table and returning a bunch of ID numbers. And now I'm saying, okay, now go to the donor table and give me the name and the year goal for those people. Okay. So in this case, I am using two tables. I didn't have to use a where or a join. Okay, because I'm going to the donation table and getting some information, and then using that information to get something from the donor table. So I'm going to say, go to the donation table, find me the IDs of everybody that gave more than 20. And that's going to come back with a group. And then I'm saying, okay, now go to the donor table, give me the name and the year goal for people that are in that group. And I'm comparing ID numbers to find out if they're in that group. Would somebody look like it's making sense? Or else ask a question or do something? I am getting these absolute blank looks.
This is kind of, basically the ID numbers have to be the same.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes a little bit more sense.
Yes.
This is,
so this
you
is
going to
come back with a bunch. Pardon me?
This is the same ID number for the same person, but with multiple donations.
They could have given multiple donations,
right.
Right.
Okay.
But what I came back with was the ID numbers for Stephen Daniels and Jennifer Ames. And I could have said show the ID numbers up there, but I didn't. So I came back with, from the inner one, I came back with the ID number for Stephen Daniels and Jennifer Ames. And so now I am saying, okay, the ID number is in that group that came back, so I will show their name and their year gold. Okay, so what's this one going to do? Make any sense, but it does something. Okay? It got back two records, so, you know, it may not make any sense. Why would my boss ask me to do that? But, you know, he asks me some very strange things sometimes, and when I do it, this is the result I got. Okay, so the first thing, what am I doing for the first thing? First thing I'm doing is coming back with the average year gold, right?
Oh, because of the parentheses, it's
right.
At that first. Okay.
Right. That's the subquery. So the subquery is done first.
So
I'm returning the average year gold. So the average year gold is just a number. It's returning the average year gold. So it went to the donor table and came up with the average year goal. Took all the year goals and divided by and came up with the average year goal. Okay? Now, I'm saying, now that I have the average year goal, so basically, you can kind of eliminate all of the stuff in the sum and pretend there's a number there that's the average year goal.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's the average year goal. And then I'm saying, select state and contact and the sum of year goal from donor, group by state and contact, having the sum of year goal greater than the average. Okay, so what did I do here? First of all, I'm grouping by state and contact. So those two things I can show. I can't show any data that I don't group by when I'm putting out group information. Okay, I can't show any information that I didn't group by. But I group by state, and then state contact within the state. Okay, so I group by state, and then I group by contact within the state. So now I am saying, okay, show me the state and the contact. There they are. And the sum of the year goal. And there's the sum of the year goal. In order to do that, first group by state and contact within state. And then I only want to see the ones that have a sum of year goal greater than the average year goal. So those are the only ones I want to see. So once the groups have been formed, the having eliminates groups, okay? The having eliminates groups. So I formed a bunch of groups based on state and contact within state. And then I said, okay, from this group, from this set, I only want to see the ones where the sum of your goal is greater than the number that got returned from the inner subquery. So I only want to see the ones that have an average year goal. I mean, a sum year goal greater than the average year goal. Again, you can ask. Okay, the next one. I've got two subqueries. And the two subqueries are in an AND relationship. So I start out and I said, select date first from donor where year goal is greater than 100. And I want multiples of them, so I have an IN clause there to give me multiples. Okay, so that's going to bring back date first from donor where the year goal is greater than 100. So any record where the year goal is greater than 100 is going to bring me back. Then I said the next inner one is select the state from donor where city equals seconc. So I know that's going to return MA. Okay, so now I'm saying, okay, show me all this information from the donor table where the date first is in the group that was returned and the state is equal to the state that was returned, which was MA.
Okay. So these are two things in an AND relationship. But the two things are
coming back as the results of a subquery.
And then I can change this down here to have an OR at some point. Okay, so here what I did is I showed you the beginnings. And I said, okay, if I executed just this, this is what got returned. And if I executed just this, mass has got what returned. Okay, so I said, give me the name and the state. Okay, so Stephen Daniels got returned with both of them. Jennifer Ames only got returned with one of them. And I said I wanted these two things to be in an AND relationship. So Stephen Daniels is the only one that got returned for both. So Stephen Daniels is the one that shows up. Okay. So the first inner subquery returned two records. The second inner subquery returned one record. And I said I wanted to see everybody that was in this list and had that state. And the only one that meets that criteria is Stephen Daniels, so he's the only one that gets returned.
Okay.
And that's a good way to test if you're playing around with these, is to see what the inner subquery returns. And if I have a second one, see what the second one returns, and then look at the results and see if the results make sense based on what got returned. Now, if this had been an OR instead of an AND, what would I see? Pardon me?
The full records for both?
Yeah, I'd see the records for both. Because if it's an OR, then anything that appears in either one of the lists will show up.
Okay.
So if it's an or, I'm going to see both Stephen Daniels and Jennifer Ames. And there's one where I did an or. And again, I said, okay, the first one was, the inner subquery said select contact from donor list stating was Rhode Island. And it came back with two records, Susan Jones, okay, but was the only apparently donor from, contact rather, from Rhode Island. And then I said select contact from donor where year goal is greater than 100. And John Smith and Susan Jones came back. Okay. So those are my contacts. So I now say, okay, show me everything from Dona where the contact is in the first group that came back or the contact is in the second group that came back. So I'm seeing everybody that has Susan Jones, and then on the bottom, everyone that has John Smith. So everyone that has either John Smith or Susan Jones is going to be showing up here. Yes, no, maybe? You're getting good, Michaela. Good at nodding. Okay, so what does this one do? That's what the inner query gives me, right? Yeah.
I don't know, I wasn't sure.
Right. The minimum year goal from the donor group by state. And then I compare with year goal greater than all of them. Okay. So I'm getting back there. The important thing is I'm getting back a bunch of numbers. And in this one, I'm saying I want where year goal is greater than all of the things that were returned. Down here, I'm saying I want it greater than any of the things that were returned. Okay, so if I return 10, 20, 30, I want it greater than all of them, so greater than 30. If I said greater than any, then I want it greater than any of them. Not all of them, but any of them. And then the last one, I just did them divided by three because I wasn't getting as good numbers. So that's how you can work with a subquery. And
so it's just really refining the query?
It's giving you more options. You know, especially if you've got the two tables going on, it's giving you more options as to how you can extract. It's SQL is very different from the rest of the programming world. In programming, there's several problems that that we'll look at later that I can solve by writing a series of instructions in a program and then looping back and going through and writing a series of instructions.
with SQL, I got to fit it all into one command. You know, I can't write a series of instructions, which makes life an awful lot easier. I have to fit it all into one. And that really means that I have to get fairly complex at times, because I'm writing a whole solution in one statement, as opposed to writing a program to solve the problem. So SQL is tricky in that sense, and basically this just gives you another tool to be able to use. Okay, this one we can go through, and I've got some data here, so I thought we would look at some of these things. So I've got the inventory file here, okay? So you can have multiple column subqueries. You can have pairwise comparisons and non-pairwise comparisons. My understanding is that a pairwise comparison says that each candidate row in the outer select statement must match the criteria in a particular record or row that was selected by the first select. Okay? So, the example, where am I? The example below shows a pairwise comparison where I went all the records that have the same department and item class as those selected in the inner query. To clarify, and it needs it, I showed a second select that is a standalone version of the inner select so that you can see the results of the inner select. As you see, the inner select came up with three combinations of department and item class that met the criteria. The outer select then selects all rows that have one of these three combinations. Okay, so what I've got there is the inner select says select department, and the inner select says select department item class from inventory where record reorder point is greater than 25 and price is greater than 15. Okay, so I'm going to go back up and look at the data. And I'm looking for reorder point greater than or equal to 25, okay? And, what did I say? And price greater than 15. So reorder point greater than or equal to 25, that one is one. That one, oh, greater than or equal to 25, that one fits. So I go through and I pick the ones that fit. And then I said I wanted over there the price greater than 15. Okay? So price greater than 15 gets me this one. And that will extract information. And what other one do I get? I get that one and I get that one. So I get those three records. Okay, those three records have reorder greater than or equal to 25 and price greater than 15. And I'm extracting the department and the item class. Okay, so the department is this and the item class is that. So I'm extracting those two things. So the first one that met the criteria was this one, so it was TYCH, and then two that say SPBK, right? And let's see if that's what came back. TYCH and two that said SPBK. So that's what came back from the inquiry. So then I said, okay, select asterisks for inventory items where department and item class are in that group. So I'm looking for ones that have the combination of TYCH or SPBK. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for all the records
that have that combination. Okay? So the inner select got me the combination because I brought back department and item class. And then I'm saying I want everything where department and item class matches with one of the groups that was returned. Zachary, you look like you're thinking about it. Question? Thursday, I'm going to have you try some of these. Today, you get to listen. Thursday, I'm going to have you try some of them. Yes, no, maybe? Yeah.
How is dollhouse a little bit?
How is which what?
Dollhouse?
Yeah.
The bottom row? If it's an and relationship.
Because it's got the right T-Y-C-H. Those last three have the T-Y-C-H combination, and the top two have the S-P-V-K combination. So this is, I'm looking for the payer, and the payer shows up. So I said, okay, go get those two things and return those two things. So the inner select is returning those two fields. And then once I return those two fields, I want to do a pairwise comparison and say I want to have the department and the item class match one of those that came back. I want a pair. Okay, so I asked them to bring back a department and an item class, and now I want to match to the department and the item class. Questions? Okay, in this example, I'm asking for all records where the department is in the group selected from the first inner select, and the item class is in the one that was selected from the second inner select. Okay, so I'm saying I want to go in and I want to get the department from inventory where the order point is greater than or equal to 25. And I did that down below. Okay. So there are the ones that came back. Because I said I want where the reorder point is greater than or equal to 25. And I got BK, TY, and SP. Okay, so greater than 25, the top one brought back BK. Then I got another BK. And then I got a CH. No, I didn't get a CH. I'm looking at the wrong thing, department, sorry. Okay. I should have been looking at department. Select department for inventory where reorder is greater than or equal to 25. Okay, so I am bringing back a department number where the reorder is greater than or equal to 25. And if I go back up at the top, I have to go back up here, and I can find the records that came back. Okay. So I am bringing back select department from inventory where reorder is greater than 25, and select item class from inventory where price is greater than 15. And those are the things that are coming back. So I did them separately. In this example, I'm asking for all records where the department is in the group selected from the first inner select, and the item class is in the group selected by the second inner select. Again, I ran the inner select separately so you can see the results. The resolution of this is I want all records that have a department of BK, TY, or SP, the results of the first inner select, and the item class is either CH or BK, the results from the second. Okay? So when I did the search on the first one, I came back with those results. And when I did a search on the second, I came back with those. Okay, so I did the inner select and came back with those. I did the second inner select and came back with the CH, 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 BK, BK. Then I said, okay, I want to select asterisks from inventory where department is in that group and item class is in that group. But I'm not looking for payers. The difference is, in the last one, I was looking for payers. This one, I'm just saying the department has to be in that group. Okay, so anything that has a department in that group is fine. And the item class has to be in this group. So anything with the item class in that group is fine. So if I look at the departments up here, SP, SP, BK, BK, TY, TY, they all match. And if I look at these, they're just BK and CH. And that's all I had, BK and CH. So they're matching. So the difference is, I will make it through the class. the difference is that I had a payer-wise comparison in the last one where I was looking for a payer. And in this one, I'm just saying the department has to be in that group and the class has to be in that group, but they don't have to be paired. Okay. And then I can get very complex in these, so that I can put ands and ors in here and then throw it in. And the nice thing is that this one happens to use all things from the same table, but I could have totally different tables going on there. I could be having one table, the inner selects doing one table and the outer select looking at a different table, or I could have the inner selects looking at two different tables and the outer select looking at a third table. So I can have all kinds of mixes and matches on that. I'm trying to. I think I'm actually going to wind it down now. And pick up and try to have you go over some of these examples next time. Partially because I'm feeling really lousy. But the other part is that I think we've hit saturation looking at your faces. No, I haven't hit saturation.
Yeah.
So next time what I've got is I've got a series of these examples that we're going to try in class and have you work on them to come up with some answers. Okay, so we're going to work on them in class to come up with some answers. Subqueries are just really important, and I want to make sure you understand them. And I'm not sure I'm doing a terribly great job this morning because I'm feeling like I'm out in my head's in a cloud and I'm out in outer space someplace. So anyway, we will call it quits. Anybody got any questions? How much sense did it make, actually? Did you feel comfortable with it?